And you might want to turn in your Bible to the book of Deuteronomy, if you would. And picking up, if we can, we'll look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, we thank you. Thank you, your day, your time, in the light of all that lies ahead. So help us, and we'll thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. Now, taking that out and putting that on. In Deuteronomy and chapter 28. And before they crossed the Jordan, you'll remember, the Spirit of God made it very clear for them to be able to understand that they were to go forward with blessing. In the light of cursing, honoring God's word would be the blessing. So therefore, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So to honor God and his word, God said, you're going to be blessed. And you don't have to worry about looking for blessing, because, verse 2, the blessing of God will overtake thee like an animal hunting you down. So you won't need to worry about the blessing of God. You'll have the blessing of God. You can't escape it. And then you go through the list of the blessings, and you come to verse 15. It shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And then there's a long list of problems, curses, and discipline that would take place for Israel. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, so they're given the right to have blessing. But if you don't go for the blessing, you end up with the cursing. So, over to chapter 30. And in chapter 30, you would recall, if I may, verse 14. But the word is very nigh unto thee. Think of John chapter 10, Gospel of John. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14. The word is very nigh unto thee in thy mouth and in thy heart. What are we supposed to do with God's word? We're supposed to exercise it and do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. I'm telling you, I'm putting in front of you my wonderful word so that you can know life and good. If you don't take my word, then you'll know death and evil. Sliding down, light of the context, down to verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that purpose, that both thou and thy seed may live. I'm telling you what you have. You have a wonderful opportunity to trust me, like Abraham, like Isaac, like Jacob, like Moses. You have the wonderful opportunity to enjoy a unique relationship to God. And I encourage you to choose the right direction. Choose to look to me. I'm the only God and the only Savior. So therefore, if you're religious, as we shared this morning, religious won't do it. No, he's the only God and only Savior. So if you want to have a relationship to God, then you're going to have to look to God. I comfort you, I encourage you for your comfort to trust me, said God. I want you to have good success. Trust me for the blessing. And verse 20, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for reason, he is thy life and the length of thy days. When you receive Christ as your Savior, you receive eternal life. Here it's stated differently. For he is thy life and the length of thy days. For what purpose? That thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Now, having said that, and then if you get picked up in chapter 31, in verse 3, the Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord has said. Sliding down to verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, giants and the walled cities, etc. Be strong and of good courage, verse 6. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go before thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Verse 7. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. So they were to go, and God has given them all kinds of incentive to choose and do the right thing. I don't want you to fail. I want you to succeed. You can't succeed in outworking the will of God without God. So you can't do it. Now, back over to Joshua chapter 1, and you remember. And in Joshua chapter 1, as we did all these things, and it's repeated again and again and again. In verse 8, be strong and of good courage. Be strong. Take something and twist it together. Tie the knot. Tie the rope. Take all the rope and tie it together. Tie the different strands. The more strands you put together, the stronger the rope is. Be strong. Be courageous. Be valiant. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Verse 9, have not I told thee, be strong and very courageous. So, and we just read that before they ever crossed the Jordan. In Deuteronomy, that is, before that, God told them that Joshua had to be strong and of good courage because you're going up against darkness, and you're a child of light, and the darkness isn't going away. The evil isn't going away. The badness isn't going away. Your old nature isn't going away. So you're going to have to understand. You're going to have to be strong and very courageous because it isn't going to change. And you aren't going to get any rest and recreation, like R&R to get rest, recreation, to get a break. There is no break. You're in the valley of darkness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I encourage you to choose good. You choose life, not death. Choose blessing, not cursing. Choose it. I'm telling you what to do to be able to survive this. In order to be strong, you need to be strong and very courageous. Then we share together in verse 8, and the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest, for what purpose? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. In other words, you need to understand God's word. And God has given us his word. And there's the word that we share together, meditate, to utter lowly, to mutter, to weigh in your mind in silence, to think, to meditate, to think. And we likened it unto Hebrews and chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. What were they guilty of? What were these people guilty of that God refers to in Hebrews 4? They knew the good, the gospel. They knew they could succeed. They knew it. But what was the problem? Hebrews 4, they didn't mix it with faith. And we likened it, which is the easy illustration, like the cow or something eating grass and grass and grass and eating and eating. And then it sits down under a tree like we shared, sits down and just chews and keeps putting up, it stores it all in its little container in its body and then gets it up bunch by bunch and digest it. What do you need to do? You need to go and meditate. You need to take God's word into your head and heart. You need to take God's word into your head and heart and chew it. Think about it. Let it do a work in your heart. You believe it, you may not understand it, but you're believing, and God, you're letting it work in your little old head and heart as you would. And as you do that, as you let it work out in its wonderful, wonderful way, you're digesting, you're bringing all the juices up to what? To digest the food. You want to digest the word. You can't just shove the Bible down your stomach. You can't just do that. No, you have to digest it with your here's your wonderful dinner, your food, and here it is in the plate. Now, having said that, the food is there, but you have to chew it and put it in your mouth. You can't take God's word and read it and then close it. You gotta digest it. Otherwise, it won't work. It has to get into your system. It can't get into your system, the food, until you chew it and digest it, assimilate it into your system. You can't get it in. The word of God, meditate on it. Digest it. Digest it. Let it think about it, as we'll do. Now, hang on, in doing that, and as we share together in verse 8, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for thou shalt make thy way prosperous, to go forward, to move forward, and then thou shalt have good success. And that's back up to verse 7, the word prosper, to act wisely. So therefore, to be strong and of good courage, you're going to take the word of God and digest it little by bit, little by little. You may not understand it, but that isn't the point. You're resting on top of it, relying upon it. So, it's God's word. What do you know about God's word? It's blessing. The blessing is there. Where's the blessing? In God's word. So you want to hold it and get it as best you can in your head and heart. And you may not understand it, but what are you doing? You're at least looking and getting what God says and believing it. You're resting down like in the pew. You're resting down, relying. You may not understand it all, but you're sitting on it. You're digesting it. The more you digest it, the more it's going to benefit you. If you don't meditate upon it and you don't try to understand it, and understanding it, trying to understand it and resting in it, all the while, we're going to do it a little bit later, all the while what? God's ways and God's thoughts are higher than the heavens. So as we take what is in front of us and digest it, all of that which we're digesting is now coming, is subject. What Bible is subject to God, and God's thoughts and God's ways are higher than the heavens. So all that God is doing and has in mind, he's going to do it. He's given us his word in front of us to see it. And therefore, we are encouraged. We are encouraged. Now, silly illustration maybe. If we think of the military, and the military, and here we are out in the battlefield, and we have an understanding of what we're doing and what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to do it. Now, and we have that, and we exercise that which we understand. The general, the command has given us the information that we need to have to do what we're doing. But all the while that we're doing what we're supposed to do, that they told us to do, they're busy doing, they have a big plan. And this little plan in our heart relates to the big plan. God's word that you're looking at relates to the big plan. His ways and his thoughts are higher than the heavens. And so it relates to it. So God, what are we doing? We're looking to you, God. And as we look at your word, we're brought into the sense. We're going to do it. Well, you see it. Go over with me to Psalm. Back again where you know. In Psalm number one, back all kinds of different ways. Psalm number one. And in the process, verse one, Psalm one sets the pace. The book of Psalms, 150 Psalms. What are they for? For your heart, the heart and God. 150 Psalm. It's about your heart relationship. So it starts off rightly. The Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect man. And then here's all the believing heart, all the believing hearts to follow him. Chapter 1, Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. He's walking before God, walking in the light. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate. There's your word that you have in Joshua 1:8. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's what he's doing. He's absorbing, diet, eating. So his system is being fed. And, verse 3, and when he does that, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And Joshua 1:8 again. You're going to go forward in a very successful way. You're thinking, digesting, you're going to have your body's being fed, your heart and mind is understanding a little better. What are you understanding? To trust God with all your heart, because God's blessing is going to hunt you down. And so you're going to do that. In the light of that. Now, having said that little bit and keeping that in mind, back over to Isaiah and 55, where we were. And in Isaiah chapter 55, you'll catch, as you know, I'm going to go directly, verse 10, because we're familiar with rain and snow. Verse 55, verse 10. Remember, God's ways and thoughts are higher than the heavens. Verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Weather, that's how God does that all over the world. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall, there's your word, prosper. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. It's going to accomplish. So God, we're trying to get an understanding. Joshua and the people are to absorb and understand your wonderful word in a most wonderful, wonderful way. Now, having said that, go with me, please, over, if I can, to pick that up, Psalm 37. Back over to Psalms. And you know, in Psalm 37, picking up the thought. That's a wonderful psalm of David. And I'll use verse 1, Psalm 37, verse 1. Fret not, don't get all upset, fretting and fuming and fussing about what's happening in the world around you. Because, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't get upset. Trust in the Lord, verse 3, and do good. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So, verse 3, you're going to be fed. Verse 4, you're going to be happy with what's happening, because you're looking for God's will to be outworked, and the desires, that's what you want. God's will in God's way, in God's time. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he'll bring it to pass. How's it going to happen? We're just going to hang in there and look to God, keep chewing, keep digesting, and all of it's going to happen. Sliding down now to verse 7. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. The other people are successful. The world's successful. And that's the trouble. We look and we get envious. The world is able to do what it does, gets what it gets, the way it does it. And so therefore, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't fret about the world, because fret about the word rest, to be still as a stone. I want you to, God said, think of what the word meditate, to quietly in your head, in the heart, very quietly, chew the food, chew, meditate, think about it. Now, rest in the Lord, be still, just be still. Don't try to get all upset and caught up like we shared with the phone booth this morning. You want to be what? Shut the door of the phone booth so you can listen. Be quiet and be still. You can't always do that, but when you can, and you're listening, Let God deal with your head and let God deal with your heart. And in the process, God's going to do what he does in his most wonderful, wonderful way. Over to Psalm 37, where you're here, and tie it together. Verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he should delight in his way. Though he fall down, and he will, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him and upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and am now old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God has been faithful. And here you are, we live, going down the corridor of time, and we have our old nature. Our old nature doesn't go away. The world of darkness that we live in doesn't change. Our old nature's the same, like the world, 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So what are we doing? It's there. But in the same breath, think of this warning. Put it, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got the same old nature, true. But you also have Christ as your Savior. So what are you going to do? You're going to go and look to God, and God's going to do his most wonderful work. And so what's he doing? So you keep digesting, and you're going to have good success. All the while, your old nature keeps doing what it's doing, living, outworking itself. Because that's what we're so used to. We're born with this. And the older you get, the more you live with the old nature. And so here we go. So now God, looking to you in your most wonderful way, what are we going to do? We're going to have to trust you one step at a time. And in the process, what can we be assured of? What can we be certain? Psalm 119. And in Psalm 119. And you'll note, sliding over, eight verses, 22 letters, eight verses each letter. So Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word, 105, Psalm 119. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. So God's word is able to be a light as we're children of light walking in the darkness. And it's able to go and give us, able to take our steps one step at a time. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Steps of a good man, one step. Now, you can't see 4,000 feet in front of you. You can only see where you are now. Matthew chapter 6, 34, our Lord said, your Heavenly Father knows everything that you need. By the way, he said, therefore, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then he adds, remember, verse 34, sufficient is the day of the evil. You got enough problems one day at a time. So don't try to get a week's problems coming up. Just go one day at a time. The word is a lamp unto my feet as I take one day, one step. That's all it is. Look at what Psalm 119, and go over to verse 130. And Psalm 119, picking up in verse 30. And you'll note, the entrance of thy words giveth light, 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Sliding down, if I can, verse 133. Order my steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order my steps in thy word. In thy word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. So God, what are we looking for? One step at a time, as we go down the corridor of time, that's what we're doing. That's all we can do. And we shared it the other day, I think, somewhere. Remember, if you would, in the process, remember the picture, the head picture, here's the chessboard, remember, and here's the young man, and here's the bad guy on the other side, the devil. And in the painting, the picture, here's the playing the next move. And then the angel's looking over the young man's shoulder, and he points to where to move. Here we are. God, what move? One day at a time. One day at a time. Sufficient is the evil thereof. Don't try to figure out any. It's too much. Too much. You can't solve it. Can't solve it. And God's thoughts and God's ways are higher than the heavens. So God, whatever you got in mind. So God, one day at a time, here we are going down and we're playing the game of life. That's what we're doing. Against what? Against all odds. Again this morning, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And that's why you're going to win. Because God said, I'm a winner. Against the darkness. And there is the darkness that doesn't go away. Your old nature doesn't go away. No, it just stays. It just stays. So what do? One day at a time. As you think of football, and the teams are out there playing, and as they do, in football, and the quarterback's there, and here's all the team, and we all got the things, and the quarterback has on his arm somewhere all the secret codes of what to do. And he looks, here's someone coming in from somewhere else into his ear, and here he is flipping a little thing, seeing the play. Here's the number. Here's the play number. Here's the play number. And we do that one play at a time to try to go another foot or two forward towards the goal line. That's what we do. And what do? We go and want to know what's the next step. One step at a time. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So you take one step and trust God one day at a time. Your old nature is there. All the problems are there. Your physical problems, your family problems, the world problems, they're all there. They don't go away. They aren't going away. Nope. They're staying with you till the Lord takes you home. But in the process, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you're supposed to be wonderfully successful. There's no need to fail, ever, 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 ever. Now, our time's going. Wow. Now, what are we going to do? Over if I can. 2 Corinthians. If I may. Picking up, please, chapter 2. 2 Corinthians, and in 2 Corinthians 2, and in verse directly 2 and 14, remember, it begins a wonderful section of Paul's wonderful, wonderful experience is outworked in a wonderful, wonderful life, and he explains it. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. So as we're looking to God in our hidden heart and looking to God's word to digest it, what are we going to do? We're going to have a wonderful blessing. The blessing of God is going to be in your life, and God's going to bless it. That's what he's going to do. He doesn't say he's making it easy. He said he's going to bless it. That means our Lord was blessed when he was being crucified. Our Lord, it was the will of God, and the will of God to be outworked is a blessing for your life. So now, so here we are. We're to be a fragrance, of a savor of his knowledge by us little old guys, and we understand. Greater is he in us, and what's going to happen? It's going to be a blessing. A blessing to what? Think of this morning, picking it up. Chapter 4, chapter 2, every place we go, we're going to be a fragrance. We're a blessing. Remember what we read in Deuteronomy 28? You can't escape the blessing of God. You can't escape it. God's going to do it. He's just going to plain do it. You're going to trust him. So now, having done that, what's going to happen? It's going to be a fragrance. And remember we said that's the test. Do believers hear you? If you're tuned into the same page and the same line, then you know they're the same thing. That's how you know the difference between error and truth, because you're going to catch where's God in this whole thing. So therefore, as we walk in the light, as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus Christ is cleansing us from all sin, so we aren't trying to sit there and apologize for everything. No, we just apologize that in my old nature, I'm just going to tell you frankly, you want to say, well, you aren't very good. I say, you have no idea how bad I am apart from God. You have no idea. You couldn't even guess how bad I am apart from Christ. My old nature caused God to go to the cross. Yet my old nature would send me to hell. You want to know how bad it is? That's bad. So therefore, what are we going to do? We're going to be a fragrance. Therefore, verse 15, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved, in them that are perish. To the saved people, to the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other a savor of life unto life. So the saved people are going to what? They're going to know they're saved. Like 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. They'll know you. That's how you're going to know. It's God, and you're picking up the same vibration. They catch it, and you catch it. So they're encouraged. The believer's encouraged, like we shared this morning. Encouraged. Now, and here's the prayer groups, little prayer groups. God knows. God bless them. The football team, prayer group, that's what you did. The Patriots or whatever, probably the other team too. Praying. You can't go wrong. You may lose the game, but it isn't the point. You're a winner. You can't be looking for God, because you're going to have all the things in your life. They have to pay. You have to fall down and get a bloody nose. You have to go through everything. It doesn't mean you're free of it. No, it just means that you, like we read in Psalm 37, when you fall down, God will help you get up again. When you get discouraged, God said, have courage, and he lifts you up. When you get depressed, then you press on. You get up and go forward. That's what you do. And in the process, that's a good way to remember. You know the Olympics is on. And the Olympics involves people that have been committed to do what they have to do to try to be a winner, a very big winner. So they try to do it. And they work so hard, day and night, for long, even years. Now, So what's a wonderful thing? What are we saying? What are you saying, God? We need to be successful. 1,000%. There's no need for you to have to fail for a whole week. There's no need for us to fail for a whole day. There is no need for us to fail for 1 hour. As quick as we confess our sin, John 1:9, he is faithful and just after he thinks about it and has a counsel with his angels of whether he's going to forgive it. No. You simply confess, and understanding what? God has already forgiven your sin. And instantly, you went from being in fellowship to be back into fellowship in a moment of time. So, you need to be have stuff to keep going. You have to do it. And say, well, be strong and of good courage. I don't know how strong you are. And of good courage. Wow. Wow. So therefore, light of the Olympics, the Special Olympics, therefore, the slogan, you know, let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. Let me win. But God, if I can't win, let me be brave and strong as I go forward. I may not win, but I'm right there. And you've seen those handicapped things and different things where they do what they do. And they do it with two legs missing. Two legs missing. And they do it. And we're struggling with two legs that we may have. And we complain because we got something. They have no legs. And they do what they do with different things. So help me, God, to be brave in the attempt anyway. God, I'm just little old me. And then there's you. Greater are you in me. Greater are you in me than the world system and the devil himself. So in the valley of darkness, I will fear no evil. Why not? You said you'd be with us all the way to the end. And therefore, I want you to be successful. I don't want you to fail. I want you to be a winner. You may fall down, but I'm going to help you get up if you want to. If you want to. I forget the fellow that said it, football coach. Winners keep winning. But if you don't want to win, you never win. You never win. You never want to overcome. It's just you. Just sit there. No, I want to be a winner, God. I'm going to do the best I can and chew your word, digest it, that it might produce in me, in us, a wonderful, wonderful digestion to assimilation, and God to give us the physical life, to give us the spiritual life, to give us the relationship that helps us handle, God, your thoughts are higher than the heavens and your ways. But God, here we are down here, right here, and we're going to do a little bit knowing you're outworking that which is out of reach. Thank you very much. Our Father and God, we look to you to deal with the heads in our hearts and help us understand a little better, God, to go forward. God, it is your will. Your will, your word, your working. And God, you said the word like snow falling to the ground has to accomplish all. So if we digest it, God, the blessing is there. And it isn't the blessing, God, We aren't talking about the blessing. No, no. It's just the very thought that you would be our God all the way to forever. And our God, we thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen.